And that has resulted to, you probably found something in you that you didn't realize existed. And what was that feeling like when you actually, when you did race around the world and you started doing these little short docos and then you started on the major ones? What was that like for you,
It was a relief. I remember it was week four, because for the first couple of weeks, I knew I wanted to do something a bit weird or wacky or funny, but I hadn't quite figured out what it was. And then on week four, I was in West Africa looking at voodoo curses. And instead of doing the National Geographic thing where you're the very reverent outsider and you're kind of condescending or whatever, I just chirpily marched in, and because I'd just broken up with this girl, and I'd say to the voodoo people I was meeting, going, listen, I've just broken up with this girl and this is a love letter from her, an old love letter. Here's a photo of her. What can you do for me? And then it all fell into place, this whole thing of you go into a situation where you can learn something, but you don't treat it like National Geographic would treat it. I'm kind of like faux a-hole, if you know what I mean. Like, the audience knows I'm only saying, not really faux a-hole, more faux self-indulgent. Like no matter how big and important the scene is in the investigation, somehow I bring it back to my petty little life.
So that's a good way to tell a story.
That's a good way to tell a story, I found. And also, in a weird way, you are being humbled, because the audience knows you're only acting that way because you're self-aware. And it's actually a good way to do it. And I've been doing versions of that ever since. I think what I ripped that off from, because as I said, there wasn't Chaser or Borat or Ali G or anything, but I think when I was in university, I read madly because I was really excitable about finding out these new things. And one of the things I read, but it didn't really mean that much to me at the time, was about this movement, I think in the late 60s maybe, or the early 70s, called the Yippies. And they used to do like weird pranks, but they had sort of like some substance to them. And so when I was throwing, I remember one, like this dude called Abby Hoffman, who wrote that book, Steal This Book, he was part of the Yippies. And I remember reading one he did where he organized hundreds of people to hold hands around the Pentagon to try to levitate the Pentagon. Anyway, so when I was thrown into this weird, unexpected documentary situation where I had to like churn over documentaries, somehow that, I remembered that, and I was like, oh, maybe I can do that, where I'm sort of doing superimposing weird things onto the world.
I just thought of an idea when you said that, holding hands around the Pentagon. Maybe everyone should go down to Canberra, hold hands around Parliament House for the yes vote. How's that? Maybe round the rally up the masses and just do this like during the wagon train and how the Indians.
Well, you've got to levitate the Parliament though. Just holding hands might seem a bit. I don't know.
It might work. Yes. Like Walty Burley, whatever that one is down in Canberra, sort of levitate the water. You could turn that into wine since you're the Messiah.
And also back then, there wasn't smartphones, so you probably could get away with telling everyone you had levitated the Pentagon and no one's going to be able to prove you wrong.
But that's the thing with technology now, but then. Do you miss going, we've moved on, but 20 years ago, do you actually feel that you miss that time where it's just raw, everyone's not on that bandwagon, you're actually doing your own creative thing and people are seeing it fresh? Do you miss that kind of that time?
No, not really, because it just keeps you alive. It just means you have to work out your next angle, so that's kind of cool. So when Out of the Blue a few years ago, decided to do a true crime book and return to Mississippi, it just felt like, why not? I wasn't a documentary maker and I willed into existence I was a documentary maker. Why not will into existence that I'm a true crime writer? So yeah, it's fun.
Do you want to come back, John?
Yes,
we're going to play a track. We're going to play Tim Curry, Sweet Transvestite, Rocky Horror. This is probably the only song I love from this soundtrack.